Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health. Our topic today is nitric oxide and its health benefits. And joining us is Natasha Grinsavachis. And Natasha is a product educator and sales representative with Headley Nutritionals. She is a nutrition professional with a degree in food and nutrition from Ryerson University. And when not chasing her toddler, you'll find Natasha pursuing her passion for research into nutraceuticals and functional foods. Good morning, Natasha, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Yeah, so the product that we have in the store is called Neo 40, but specifically what Neo 40 does is provide nitric oxide. Nitric oxide won a Nobel Prize in the health category in 1998 for its health benefits. So, Natasha, what's it doing for us?
So, basically, this nitric oxide signaling agent in our body, and it's linked to overall health and wellness in general. So what it does is it stimulates, basically how nitric oxide works is it gets into our arterial walls and it opens up our arterial walls to allow much more blood flow to happen. So it's supporting the oxygenated blood getting to all of our organs and our tissues to support overall health.
So in our blood vessels, there's what they call the endothelial layer of cells, and that's that first layer of cells between the blood and the outside walls, I guess, of the artery.
It's
that lining, right?
It's that lining. It's like our skin.
And then, but the nitric oxide in relation to that, what's going on there?
We produce nitric oxide in that endothelial lining.
Okay.
So it actually is not just there as a barrier, it's also there to make stuff that goes into our blood and to support our whole cardiovascular system, the structure and function of it. So one of the pathways that we make nitric oxide in our body is through these endothelial cells. We'll take amino acids such as L-arginine that are found in some nuts and seeds and beans and meat. L-arginine is involved with a pathway that inside those endothelial cells takes place to make nitric oxide, and that nitric oxide is produced in the endothelial cells, and it permeates its way through that layer, that lining, and allows the arterial walls to specifically open up and become bigger, so more blood can flow through, carrying all of the oxygen and our nutrients where they need to go. So that's one of the pathways that our body makes nitric oxide.
Someone with high blood pressure would definitely benefit.
Absolutely, yeah, because with blood pressure, typically when you look at blood pressure, think of your thumb going over a garden hose. You're reducing the ability for the water to flow through that hose, so it increases the pressure, and you can spray that water really far. Take your thumb off of that hose, and you allow much more appropriate flow of water to go through that hose. You're allowing that hose to open up and provide a proper stream of water that's more functional. So that's the same way as opening up the blood vessels to allow more blood flow through. We reduce that blood pressure and then the damage that's associated with chronic blood pressure, high blood pressure. So with high blood pressure, you can actually damage your tissues, your arterial tissues. Some of the, you're not going to get oxygen to a lot of the places in your body that need it, physically damaging your body by doing that. When we open up those blood vessels to allow better flow, we're really supporting our whole entire system.
So with better blood flow throughout the whole body, there's a lot of other benefits to go with that.
Absolutely, yeah. Think of even peripheral, so all of our teeny tiny little veins and arteries in our fingers and in our brain, in our kidneys, in our toes. So it's basically providing the blood to get everywhere it needs to go. So it's going to support brain and mental health, memory, dementia. It's going to obviously support the heart and make sure that that heart beats as well as it can. Supports the lungs. It actually has an ability to reduce lung inflammation associated with asthma. So there is some, even though it's not necessarily dealing with the arterial walls, there are some applications options for increased nitric oxide production to reduce lung inflammatory disorders associated with asthma. So that's cool. Diabetic neuropathy or diabetic, if you eat, there's a lot of times we get ulcers in our feet because we lose our feeling. So that can help, nitric oxide production can help maintain our vein system and our artery system in our legs and extremities from that. And there's a lot of kidney damage that can happen with reduced blood pressure and even with diabetic issues as well. So the kidneys can also very much benefit from increased nitric oxide production and support and protection. So the nitric oxide not only just opens up the vessels, but it actually protects the vessels from becoming damaged.
Yeah, and I think I read as well that somehow that nitric oxide prevents inflamed cells or something that's circulating through your blood, anything that's inflamed from attaching to the blood, to the arterial wall.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we talk about hardening of the arteries, what's happening is that the inside of the artery wall, so like if you get a scratch, what will happen is your immune system wants to fix it. So we get a little bit of immune cells going to that spot and creating a bump. And then any extra cholesterol that's floating around in the blood that might not, shouldn't be there will kind of get caught up on this bump on the arterial wall. And then any even free-floating calcium can also get stuck there. And it just keeps on building up and building up and building up. And then before we know it, we have a narrowed artery with calcified and oxidated fat. So fats that have gone rancid will really contribute to the inflammatory process. So as the things get stuck on the arterial wall, where that's taking up space. And then that also stimulates an inflammatory response from the inside out. And then that artery will also become inflamed. And then what can happen is it can burst, it can break off and then cause some clots to happen. So there can be a very negative cascade response. So if we work with increasing or maintaining our nitric oxide production from internally, then we can help protect those arterial walls from becoming inflamed or scratched or, you know, in the first place and things to attach onto it. So we can protect those walls to become resistant to that kind of inflammatory disorder.
So what affects the quality or the quality, I guess, of our nitric oxide levels in our body?
Aging. So there's one thing that we can't really get away from. Poor diet. So high, your trans fats, your deep fried, your prepackaged foods. We want to get rid of those. Sugar. Too much sugar. All of the negative, again, high processed white sugars, you know, too much of the sugar will cause that. Lack of exercise, stress, lack of sleep. Those all contribute to inflammatory process to increase in our body, which also decreases then our ability to create that nitric oxide. So, and then age. Once we hit the age of 40, we're looking at 35 to 50% less ability to make nitric oxide through that endothelial pathway that we were talking about with that L-arginine. So age plays a very big factor, but there's an upside to that. We have another way of making nitric oxide.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a moment or two. What are some of the side effects? And I mean, we talked about poor diet and some of the causes. Without a blood test, how would someone get the sense that maybe their nitric oxide levels are a bit low?
So if they suffer with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, that can be one of the reasons. Cold, when you're cold too, that can be because your circulatory system isn't functioning at par. So your hands and feet can get really cold easier than most. Tired, so lethargy, you're not getting oxygenated blood around to your systems. And then for chronic nitric oxide reduction, then you're looking at your chronic inflammatory disorder. So anything that's involved with inflammation can be contributed to by not enough nitric oxide production in your body. But sometimes when I'm in the office and I'm getting cold and tired, I will take a product that stimulates the nitric oxide production, which is, we're talking about the Neo-4. I'll take that and within 5 minutes, my hands have warmed right up and my focus laser sharp again. So I've actually seen personal results with it, which is really exciting.
And that was my next question, like both men and women.
Yes. So the other thing too is sexual health is associated with nitric oxide production because it's all circulatory for both men and women. What we want to do is that we want to support that circulation and oxygenated blood going to all of the right places at all of the right times. It's a very effective way of looking at erectile dysfunction and other sexual health issues. So that can be a very positive, and really you're targeting a lot of different things, and that's one of the extra benefits, which is awesome.
Well, it all stands to reason, I guess, if your circulation is at its maximum in a healthy way, then the whole body has to benefit from it.
Definitely. Exactly. So the more oxygenated blood that we can carry other nutrients to all of our organs, the better those organs are going to fare.
So, and again, we alluded to a second method here, and that's going to be our diet, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely our diet. So we have a way to control this. So sadly, we can't necessarily control aging. This one, we can really make a difference. What we want to do is we want to eat foods that naturally contain nitrates and nitrites. And those foods include beets. And so there's a lot of like crystallized beet powders and those types of supplements that we can work with if we don't like to eat beets. Dark leafy greens, that's kind of a good star of the show. So anything that's leafy green and the darker the better, you're going to get a lot of nitrates out of those. Cocoa, so raw cacao or dark cocoa or dark chocolate, that actually has some nice stimulatory effects or it has a nice nitrate intake. And red wine, obviously in moderation, but, you know, we're going kind of almost back to that, looking at that Mediterranean diet. Digging deep again, I kind of found that fish oils also increase nitric oxide production.
So the Neo 40 is a lozenge. Yeah. And now we're going to chew that lozenge. And the benefit of that is because saliva plays an integral role in the production of nitric oxide, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So we can eat all of these foods all we want, but it's the pathway that these foods need to follow to get into the system. And it's reliant on the friendly bacteria that's found in the saliva and on the tongue in our mouth. So that's called our oral microbiome. As you eat those foods and change the nitrate into the nitrite, the friendly bacteria in our mouth will be able to utilize those nitrates and nitrites and get them into the system. So they actually will consume those nitrates and nitrites and make nitric oxide. So that's the awesome thing about it. If we don't have any friendly bacteria in our mouth, this pathway can't happen. So this is where our antiseptic mouthwash can increase blood pressure. So that's the big thing now, is making sure that your oral health is taken care of and we're not wiping away all of our friendly bacteria in our mouth, because we want to keep that nitric oxide production happening by providing the food and supporting our oral microbiome.
So on or about age 40, give or take, everybody's going to be a little bit different. We're going to lose from 35% to 50% of our nitric oxide production within ourselves. How would Neo 40 and food work together? And would food be enough after age 40?
It can be enough, but if we can also help to sustain the health of our endothelial cells to keep producing nitric oxide as much as we can, then that will make a big difference as well. So Neo 40 will give you both the immediate food source, supporting the food source nitric oxide production in the mouth. And that's why the lozenge is there, because we want that oral bacteria to interact with the beet extract and some of those other supporting nutrients to really get that the oral nitric oxide production happening. But there are some nutritional components in Neo 40 that actually support the endothelial nitric oxide production as well. So what we found is that, so L-arginine is an amino acid that's needed to make nitric oxide in the endothelial cells. However, it's involved with an enzymatic pathway, and it's that enzymatic pathway that tends to start to degrade as we age. So we can throw as much L-arginine at us as we want, but it's not really going to help, because it's the enzymes that are transferring that L-arginine into the nitric oxide. That's the problem. So we want to support that path, be able to provide that. So if we clog it up with too much arginine, it actually can be a deficit. So we don't want to throw too much arginine, that's where we want to go food-based and make sure that's taken care of. But we have some precursors in the Neo 40, like L-citrulline, and also vitamin C. So vitamin C is like the super nutrient. It's great for everything. And in this case, it plays a very valid supportive role into utilizing that nitric oxide properly in both of the pathways, or all of the pathways, really. It plays that support role. So we've got some nutrients that are going to support the endothelial lining and the health and happiness of that. And then we've got some nutrients in the Neo 40 that's going to support the salivary pathway of it. So the Neo 40 is working in twofold. We can see the results on an immediate level, which is really exciting.
So we're at the end of our first segment. Any summarizing statements?
Yeah, so Neo 40, I come to notice that it's great for everybody. It can be helpful for blood pressure support, that, so it's really great overall body health. And there's some really nice stuff for cognition, so that's a great one to work with. Good for everyone, easy to take, tastes great. It's a win-win situation.
So after the break, we're going to talk about a second product called Umicore. It's a marine phytoplankton and the excellent health benefits.